Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from B.B. Nicholson, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, Your Day Was Worse Than Mine, but at least you didn't get a butt in your face. My husband went to the Bloodmobile to give blood today. When he got home, he said, I had to wait in line an hour, they couldn't find a vein, and there weren't any Nutter Butters. My day was worse, I said. The TV went off while Mama, my mother lives with us, was watching Bonanza. She spilled her Ensure on the carpet. I tried to go to the grocery store to get some more Ensure and found out I lost my car keys. I guess your day was worse, my husband said. Later, I told my sister about the TV going off during Bonanza, Mama spilling her Ensure, and me losing my keys. My day was worse than yours, she replied. My dog ate his own bedding, pooped all over the carpet, escaped from his leash, chased the new neighbor's cat, and I fell and busted my knee trying to catch him. Later, my sister called me back. Donna's day was worse than mine, she said. Donna is her best friend. What happened? Donna ran into a fire hydrant when she was backing her car out of the driveway. She put a dent in the car, the hydrant gushed a geyser of water, and she called the fire department. Plus, it's her ex-husband's car. After she told me about Donna's mishap, my sister and I started reminiscing about our worst days ever. One of mine was when I backed my car into my daughter's car, taking out two family cars at once. Another time, I went to the wrong gate at the Boston airport, waited an hour, and missed my flight. What made it so bad was that I was a flight attendant and was supposed to work that flight. The airline put me on probation for 6 months. My sister said her worst day ever was when a policeman locked her in jail. She was fiddling with her car radio. Since she can't stand to drive without music, the car swerved. A police officer stopped her for swerving, made her get out and walk a straight line, which she couldn't do because she was wearing 4-inch heels, and the officer told her to say the alphabet backwards. Are you kidding me? She said, looking at him like he was nuts. She had to call her daughter to bail her out. But bad days aren't limited to adults. When my son got home from work, his wife said, How was your day? It was stressful, my son replied. His 5-year-old chimed in. My day was way worse. Oh, yeah? How was your day worse? Both parents turned their attention to their child. My friend pulled down his pants and put his butt in my face. If you've had a bad day, there is always somebody who had it worse, and at least you didn't get a butt in your face. Hopefully. And if you've read Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, you know how it turns out. Every bad day eventually comes to an end. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.